Pleased to keep it with the local conversation here, George, as we're pleased to welcome in our good friend, Ward 4, North Platte City Councilman Ed Reeker. Councilman Reeker, good to see you back in the studio, sir.
Well, good morning, Tristan, and good morning, George,
good morning,
on this
Ed.
Fine Tuesday morning.
Good.
Ed, how have you been?
Well, I have been busy, Tristan, between the Pumpkin Festival at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton,
yes,
and running for election and working full-time
Were you one of the organizers of the famous Pumpkin Festival?
Well, George, I've been in charge of the silent auction for 26 years.
and we're looking forward to the 27th already.
the business people, when they see me come, they either get their checkbook out or they run and hide. So
here comes that guy again.
That's right. No, in all honesty, the people in our town are so very generous.
Yeah.
They have been extremely generous, and I genuinely enjoy visiting with the folks, because we have just wonderful people in our town.
We do.
Just do. It's just a great community to live in, and we've got some wonderful things on the horizon that I think are only going to make it better.
We have greatness, that's for sure. Now, Councilman Reeker, you're in the studio this morning to discuss your reelection campaign. Before we talk about your reelection, let's talk about 4 years ago when you initially thought about running for North Platte City Council representing the 4th Ward.
Well, Tristan, I went back and looked at kind of my platform, if you want to call it that, and my primary focus was to reduce government involvement in our lives and to pare back the taxes and the spending, and I that was my primary focus. I wanted to also get rid of a golf course, and thanks be to God, that's under different ownership, and those, I think, were my primary focuses when I ran last 4 years ago, and I think we've made some progress. We have a ways to go. If anybody knows me, they should know by now that I'm a kind of a little government guy. I think we've got way too much government, and that means from top to bottom. And the more involvement we have in government in our lives, the fewer and fewer freedoms we're able to exercise. And our country was built on that freedom, that idea of freedom. I'm not talking about laissez-faire freedom, where you do whatever you want to do with no consequences or no restrictions. But I really am convinced that we've got way more government than we need. We're human. We are smart enough to make decisions. And it's kind of interesting. We had a discussion here a while back about well, what happens if somebody removes the topsoil and the water rain causes erosion onto somebody else's property? We need to regulate that.
Yeah.
We need to prevent that. And I said, no, we don't. There's mechanisms in place that if my stormwater runs onto your property and damages it, there's legal mechanisms that I can exercise that will
rectify that.
Exactly right, George.
Uh-huh.
We don't have to have government, you know, holding our hand in every aspect of our life. So that's been my primary focus, Tristan, and I think we've made some progress on that.
Councilman Reeker, what led to you deciding to officially run for re-election after your first 4 years on the council nears its conclusion?
Well, that's a good question. I probably haven't thought about it. Maybe that's why I'm running. No, it's been enjoyable. It's been an eye-opening experience to see the inner workings of government
firsthand.
And granted, this is one of the lower levels of government in our country, but it's very important to our community here.
Absolutely. And to the region it is.
And so I want to represent the people in the Ward 4. And I'm not saying that I'm the best person to do it, but I want to do that, and I hope I've done a good job representing our people in Ward 4, and I don't want to draw a boundary around Ward 4 and say that's the only people I'm representing. But they're my constituents, and they're my neighbors and my friends, and I really want to do what's best for Ward 4, and ostensibly I want to do what's best for the whole community. So having said that, I don't know if I answered your question, but my hope is to continue to help our community grow,
mm-hmm,
and really to help put a brake on government involvement in our lives.
Councilman Reeker, there's been some big decisions that you and your colleagues have really tackled within the past, I would say, couple of years. Obviously, there's been a lot in the past 4 years for you, but it seems like the past 2 years, there's been a lot that you guys have tackled. A lot of controversy, too, that's gone into some of those meetings. Most recently with conversation on the rec center, and even before that with the mall and sustainable beef. And you guys have had a lot of big ticket items in front of you recently as well.
Well, that's right. I've got my psychiatrist on speed dial, so.
Not a bad idea.
But no, we have had a lot of good things, a lot of challenges in front of us, Tristan. And I have to say I'm exceedingly excited about sustainable beef. I put together some notes, which I'm probably not going to get to use, but about our conversation here. But I went back and looked to see when was really the last economic spurt that took place in North Platte, and probably the last one that really had a big impact on the town was in the middle to late 60s when the Union Pacific Railroad decided to expand Bailey Park, or Bailey Yards.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a huge boon to our community.
That was massive.
George. Yeah. And it has been for a long time.
Yeah.
However,
it still has an impact to today.
It does, but given the technology that's available today and the cost of doing business, that whole scheme has changed to where a lot of the people that used to work at the railroad are no longer employed there. And so sustainable beef, from my perspective, is the greatest thing that's happened to our community for upwards of 70 years. And I don't know that we have any idea how much this is going to change the financial demographic of our town. And we're going to have people that heretofore have not been able to get a good paying job.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to change. And I'm hoping that people will avail themselves of those opportunities. And I joke when I say that instead of having to push the car to work 1 or 2 days a week, they can buy a reliable car.
Yeah.
And they can fix up the house that they live in. And people can accept responsibility for their own well-being instead of having to ask for a handout to maintain a very minimum and basic lifestyle. So sustainable beef, in my opinion, was one of those, I think, game-changing moments.
Absolutely.
In our community. And I'm really grateful for the people that took charge of this and really shepherded it to where now we're beginning construction. You mentioned the mall. I think the mall development is a wonderful development for our community. It's something that needed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
The old facility had been allowed to deteriorate from what I could determine. And so it wasn't an attractive place for businesses to come anymore. And we lost some anchor stores there, and I'm not sure that was necessarily the fault of the mall management. It was a situation of bankruptcy
most
part.
The North Platte establishments were doing well financially. It was just the chain as a whole that was struggling.
So I'm encouraged about the mall. I was not encouraged and still am not encouraged about the Opportunity Zone. I guess when it comes to capitalism, I don't think that the government should be your insurance agent to make sure that your business is profitable. That's the American way, in my opinion, is that people take a risk, and sometimes they hit it big, and sometimes they don't. But I know millionaires, and I know multimillionaires, and a lot of those people have been broke several times.
Sure. Dave Ramsey is a perfect example, I would say. He's been broke before.
And so they had an idea, they had a vision, and they believed in it, and they fought it, and they won. And so I think the mall project is an exceptional project for our community, and the amount of money they're spending is just unbelievable. And I'm looking forward to having it done. And I think when we get the new people in our community, because of sustainable beef and then the new rail park that's on the horizon, literally, I guess, on the horizon at Hershey, there's going to be a lot of new jobs in town. And with new jobs in town, there's going to be new people. And people tell me, well, we need shopping in our town. I can't buy a dress for my wife without going someplace else. Well, businesses have to have customers. And so the new people that are going to be coming to our town they will be the new customers for the new businesses. And so I'm excited about that.
One big thing that the council and the city and the county are really going to have to tackle with this, though, is housing. I think it's our biggest issue that we currently face, Councilman Reeker. So if your Ward 4 constituents elect to reelect you, how do you plan to tackle that, and how would you like to see the city tackle that issue?
Well, once again, Tristan, I know that there's a major push to use tax increment financing. I'm not totally opposed to tax increment financing, but I think its use needs to be restricted. And I'm firmly in favor of using tax increment financing, much like we did for sustainable beef, because sustainable beef is going to benefit the whole community. It's going to bring jobs and income to our whole community, and it's going to be a benefit for the whole community. When I look at tax increment financing, especially for commercial enterprises and housing development, not so much. When I look at it, especially for commercial development, we're as government picking winners and losers. We're giving advantage, a financial advantage, to one business over quite possibly a competitive business that's been here for a long time. And I don't think that's the role of government. I really do not believe that's the role of government. When it comes to housing, that's a whole philosophical discussion, but I believe when government inserts itself into this whole protocol, it allows properties to be sold higher than their market value. And as a result of that, we continue to see escalating prices in housing. I really believe that if the market was allowed to establish a realistic floor, and people were willing to take a good and decent profit, that housing will take care of itself. I'm really convinced of that. But unfortunately, we've developed a system where we have contractors that look at us and say, well, we won't do it without TIF. I don't know how we prove that right or wrong. You know, we've had some experience in North Platte already where one contractor said he wouldn't do it without TIF, and yet when the council turned it down in 30 days, he was building houses. So, you know, there's an integrity issue here too, I think, Tristan. So you asked me a question about housing. I really believe that as with the signature on the dotted line now of sustainable beef, developers know that there's going to be a need for housing in North Platte. Up until that signature, it was still kind of
iffy.
Iffy is exactly right,
nothing,
George.
Nothing was set in stone, yeah.
And so who's going to come out to a town of 24,000 people and invest several millions of dollars on the betting on the come that sustainable beef is going to come? Right. And if they don't, you've invested several millions of dollars with nobody to sell your product to. And that's a bad investment. So I really believe that now that the ink is dry and sustainable beef is coming, as evidenced by dirt that's being moved, it's exciting.
And you think housing developers will come?
I do, George.
Without incentives?
I do.
And Councilman Reeker, as you know better than George and I, as serving as the council liaison on the Chamber Board of Directors, sustainable beef's not the end of it. There's going to be more excitement to come on the heels of it.
You're absolutely right, Tristan. Sustainable beef is going to spur and be the genesis of a lot of other businesses that will help support that particular manufacturing entity. We don't even know what they are, but they're going to happen.
Yep.
And now then, with the rail park coming, getting closer and closer to reality, I have no idea what kind of job prospects are out there, and neither does anybody else. But they're good.
Yeah.
And so as our population begins to grow because of new jobs, and I come back to jobs, it all centers around jobs.
Sure.
If people don't have work, they're not going to come to North Platte. And so I think we're on a sea change here in North Platte, and I want government to get out of the way. I work with an engineering and architectural firm, and in all honesty, and I've been doing this for 30 years. I cannot remember one project that we did that the customer was using tax increment financing as part of his funding mechanism. These were entrepreneurs that went out and they did it on their own. They believed enough in their project. They knew the financials of it, and they knew that it was going to be a good venture for them to enter into. And I think we can still do that. I don't like the subsidization of these different projects.
Now, Councilman Reeker, we do have to wrap up, but you're going to be joining us several times throughout the next couple of weeks to discuss your reelection campaign. In the meantime, if folks want to get in contact with you as their Ward 4 representative and as their Ward 4 individual that's going to be on the ballot, how can they do so?
Well, Tristan, you can call me. Folks can call me on my cell phone. That number is 530-2862. That's probably the best number to catch me at. I drive an old Chevy S10 pickup, so if you want to corner me that way, well, you can do that too.
And you're not a texter, Ed, but you do respond to email. Folks can always send you an email too.
I prefer emails. I really do. My email address, and please do, is Reeker at wdesignea.com.
Councilman Reeker, appreciate the time. Good to see you in the studio, and look forward to having you join us again next week, sir.
Thank you, Tristan. God bless North Platte, and God bless America.